Right, I believe it's Anne first, isn't it? Hallelujah. She's so excited about this. Give her a warm welcome. Come on.
About 35 years ago, I was in a very dark place. At the same time, I found Jesus and asked him into my life. And thanks to his guidance and God's forgiveness, I am still walking in that light. That is why today I am being publicly baptized as Jesus, my Lord and Saviour, was baptized by John the Baptist over 2,000 years ago. Amen. All thanks be to God for his saving grace. Amen. Amen.
Thanks, Liz. That's better. Anne, your reading this afternoon is taken from Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. The Sovereign Lord has given me his words of wisdom, so that I know how to comfort the weary. Morning by morning, he wakens me and opens my understanding to his voice. Amen.
Okay, so I first gave my heart to Christ when I was about 8 or 9 years old. Over the years, I felt that my relationship with God had maybe gone cold, So a few months back, with the help of my great uncle, my great aunt, I decided to recommit myself to God and then asked if I could be baptized as my next step in my faith to accept the Lord as my Savior.
Hannah, your scripture is Psalm 18, verses 32 and 33. It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer and sets me on my high places. Amen. Amen.
She loves to remind me that I'm a great uncle. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. She loves to rub it in, though, but we love her dearly. Father, we thank you for the confession of Hannah Garrity's faith. We baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Soggy and wet through, but it's not much about it. It's all right. Pray. I'm looking, thinking. I'm losing it. Praise God. Who's next? Leah Stevenson. Praise the Lord. Give her a great big welcome. Hallelujah. She came a few weeks ago, didn't you, my dear? She doesn't live in this area. She lives, is it York again? Yeah, she lives in the York area, but because family and friends were being baptized, and she said, I want to be baptized too. Is that right?
Amen.
Yeah. But she's not too long ago, I believe, she's given her heart and life to Jesus, haven't you?
About 2 months ago.
So tell your story. Make them happy. Make them want some more.
Well, I gave my heart to the Lord about 2 months ago, and I've always lived in a Christian household, and I thought I'd be repent and baptized. Amen.
Leah, your scripture is taken from Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. You all got your photographs? Grace, can you move in a second? She'll move for you. Okay. Everybody got photographs? Yeah? Right, okay. Leah, we baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Rachel, your scripture is taken from Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 13 and 14. When you come looking for me, you will find me. Yes, when you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Got your photographs? Yeah? Okay, great. Father, we just thank you for Rachel's life. And Father, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And Father, we pray, Lord, there shall be a particular anointing that begins to flow in this life, that Father, it shall radiate you throughout, and that Lord, you shall be central in all things, in Jesus' name. Amen. Laura wants to share her testimony and follow the Lord Jesus through these waters of baptism. I really feel I've got something in my heart to share with you later.
Okay. I've always lived in a Christian household, my mum and dad, my granny and granddad. But there was one time in my life when I had my little girl. She was born early and she couldn't breathe and she had to go on intensive care. And it was a COVID, so nobody could come in or come out. I was by myself. So I was in a little room in the, I get emotional talking about it, I was in a little room in the intensive care. And the nurse came in, she said, can I pray with you? But she was on 100% oxygen, she couldn't breathe. She was on wires, antibiotics, everything. So we prayed, and it was the next day, so that was the night time, and the next day the consultant come round and he said to the nurse, are you brave? He went, take the oxygen off her, take everything off her, and she could breathe on her own. And that was the power of God, because there was nobody else who'd done it. He healed her. But what a reason. I mean, Granny Wilsey told me this a long time ago, and every time I think about that time in my life, I think about this in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So, that's it.
Laura, your scripture is Isaiah chapter 48, verses 17. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is good for you and leads you along the paths you should follow. Amen.
Praise God. Great testimony of the changing, saving power and healing power of God. And Father, right now we just pray for Laura. And I just feel the Lord has been saying to me this last few days for you, Laura, that the old has passed, the new has come, and that the things of the past that hurt you or wounded you have been removed, and I have cast them away from you. And in doing so, I have given you a new page. I've given you a new chapter. And this time, it is my time, says the Lord. This time is my time. And as you focus and fix your gaze upon me, then you will find such a blessed time. And I will deal and I will bring you through, and I will bring you to the purposes that I have called you into through Christ Jesus. Amen. And Father, right now we baptize her in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Give her a great big welcome. Come on. You don't do this very often, do you? Is this the first time that you've stood in front of people and... No?
It never gets easier.
It never gets easier. Bless her.
Just have a little bit to say. So, before I made my decision to believe in and follow Jesus, I always felt I was missing a part of who I am. I come from a non-Christian family and was never encouraged to learn about him. God worked in my life to bring me to him. I always felt drawn to him through Christian holidays. He drew me to him through my in-laws. Thank you, Hannah. Thank you, Mum and Dad-in-law. Thank you, my husband, Paul. And thank you, Nana. And he's been teaching me about him through reading the Bible, coming to Bible classes, and the church. Everyone's support and guidance has been amazing. I feel I've found a purpose and look forward to learning more about him. And at the moment I gave my life to Jesus, which was only a few months ago, I felt very emotional, and it was like I'd found something I'd been searching for my whole life. Thank you.
Samantha, your scripture is Psalm chapter 18, verse 35. You have given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great. Amen.
God. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. I just feel the Lord saying, Samantha, that your history is no longer relevant. But today is a new day. Today is a new future. And today is God's purpose for your life. And as you rest in him and know his trust and power in your life, you will see new things opening up. You will see new things in front of you that you've never seen before. For God is making a way where there was no way. And life will begin to change as he, the Lord Jesus, is in the center of your life. Amen. And Father, right now we pray for Samantha, Lord, that we baptize her in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Amen.
He's got it, Martha. Amen.
I want to be a Baptist. Baptist, I want to give my life I he to God.
Amen.
Martha, your scripture is taken from Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 3. Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. Again, I will build you, and you shall be rebuilt. Amen.
Your Heavenly Father has seen the journey that you have journeyed. But he would remind you that he has never left you and that he has never forsaken you. And that in your journey, he has drawn you closer to himself. And that this journey, this new journey that you have set about, is just the beginning of a new dimension. And just the beginning of a new purpose for your life. And so as you seek God, you will find that new purpose flowing in you and through you. And you will touch lives that you never expected to touch. You will change lives through your witness and testimony in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Father, right now we baptize Martha Wabich in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
My story is around 1 year ago. We got something bad situation anyway, and after coming for this church, and everything be changing actually my life, my wife's life, and my daughter's life. Coming to here and you find God, and we want to be baptized actually to be give heart and life to God. Thank you.
Amen.
Martin, your scripture is Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. The Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you are dry and restoring your strength. You will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. Amen.
him. The Lord has taken you from death and he's taken you into life.
Amen.
And from this point on, you will find a new dimension in God. You will find a new depth that you've never experienced before. And as you follow the Lord will begin to redeem that which was lost. The Lord will begin to restore that which was taken.
Yes.
As you follow him, then he will flow through you and he will cause you to touch lives for his praise and for his glory. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we pray right now that as Martin, Lord, has declared his faith in you, that, Lord, you would fill him to overflow.
Yes.
Father, in Jesus' name, we baptize you, Martin, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
I gave my life to Jesus in 2009. Not that I gave it, because I wasn't looking. Jesus came looking for me. My testimony is a very long one, and the scripture that sums it all up is Ephesians 2. I'm just going to read it. That's my testimony summed all up. Yeah. I'm reading from the NLT version. Made alive in Christ.
Yes.
Once I was dead because of my disobedience and because of my many sins, and there were many. I used to live in sin just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. I used to live that way, following the passions, the passionate desires and inclinations of my sinful nature. By my very own nature, I was subject to God's anger, just like everybody else. But God, he is rich in mercy, and he loved me so much that even though I was dead because of my sins, he gave me life when he raised Christ from the dead. And it is by grace that I've been saved.
Tabs, your scripture is Psalm 27, verses 13 and 14. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Amen.
Praise God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Perhaps the Lord would say to you that as you have journeyed and as he has kept you, and at times you have not even known his presence keeping you and holding you, as you have journeyed naturally through life, he has been there when you thought he wasn't. He's never left you. He's never forsaken you. And the Lord would say to you, there are days coming when you will know his presence and anointing upon your life. That there will be signs, wonders and miracles that shall be done through that mighty name of Jesus, as you reach out and trust him, as your faith would rise, you would see the miracles of the Holy God, that the words of the Lord would come through your lips and touch the hearts of men and women for his praise and for his glory. Father, we baptize Tabs. Come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, we baptize you. Amen.
What a day. I was brought up in a Christian home, and I went to church with my mum, and I then went away from God when I was probably about 18, I would think. I did get baptised at that time, but it was a question of you're getting baptised next week, and I hadn't got a clue what it were all about. I just knew they were going to put me in this tank, and I weren't that impressed. But I gave my life back again to Jesus probably about 14, 15 years ago. And it's the best thing I've ever done, to be honest. And people that say there's no God, well, I'm sorry, but you've never accepted him, because there certainly is. I just want to read Romans 6:3. We who are baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore, we were buried with him by baptism into death, that just as Jesus Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And so I believe that being baptized, I leave my old self under the water and come out a new person in Christ, a new life in Christ Jesus.
Rob, your scripture is Psalm 73, verse 28. But as for me, how good it is to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my shelter, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful things you do. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Father, we pray that your anointing, Lord, will rest mightily upon Rob. Father, that the songs will be given to him in the night, Lord. Lord, that a special anointing. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing that is upon him to witness. But Lord, we pray for even greater anointing, even for all you people gathered here.
Yes.
Lord, that there will be a greater anointing upon each and every one, but for Robert right now, Father.
Yes.
But Lord, as he follows you in absolute total obedience, that Father, your strength, your presence, and your power, Lord, that you will take him to higher levels. Yes, higher spiritual levels of experience than he's ever seen or heard or experienced before. And so, Lord, let your anointing rest mightily upon him, Father. And so, Robert, we baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Praise God. Thank you for your help. Thank you, everybody, for being here. What a great, great time. Oh, glory. Pour it out, Lord. More, Lord. More, more, more. I have one other thing that I need to do before we actually close the meeting. This one is a sad thing, and yet it's a glad thing. Now you're looking at me totally confused and say he's lost it somewhere along there. But Steve, who's been assisting today with the baptismal service, this is his last Sunday with us. And he's been with us for a number of years. The Lord brought us together. We've had a great time of fellowship, working together practically and spiritually. Yes. And it's been absolutely great. But the Lord has now called him on further, and he's going to take on responsibility of a church. Yeah, it is a responsibility. And we just want to pray for him and with him at this time. Not to say goodbye to him, because he's not moving that far away, but just to release him with the blessing of the church upon his life, and to send him out to move in the things of signs, wonders, and miracles, that God would do great things in the ministry that the Lord is launching him onto. And we'll always be here for him. Always be here for him. Remember that. Steve, remember that. We love you dearly, and we thank God for you. And the circumstances that brought you to us were difficult and challenging. But, you know, as you leave us, rejoicing, and we thank God for that. Amen. So Steve, come on and praise God. David, come on, David. Just bring David out, would you? Mike, would you get David and bring David out, please, as well? Thank you. Just stay there a second. We have a gift for you, Ruler.
Thank you very much.
We're going to come up here. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise God.
Bless the Lord. Not an easy time when we sort of, in one sense, say a goodbye, you know, because of the connection so strong in sweet fellowship. We've had a terrific union together in the Lord, a unity that this body has is incredible. And we thank God for that. And the anointing is here because of the unity that we have in Christ.
Amen.
And, you know, one of our links is moving on.
Yes.
A bit tough to open up and let go, to be quite honest. But we have to do this, as the Lord says. And so we're thankful for Steve and for his blessing in our lives and for his ministry to our lives. And we pray that that will continue on to the church where he's going to.
Yes.
And we pray that the people will receive him in love and unity.
Yes.
You know, that he will be received and not seen as an outsider, but he will be seen as one to encourage, to lift, and to teach them and to lead them on further in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Would you like to pray for him?
Father, we thank you for Steve.
every thought, every memory, Lord, of times we spent together. Have been times of blessing. I pray now you will bless him. The responsibility of that which he's taking on, Lord, you will strengthen him and give him that which he needs and requires at this time to bring about your purpose among the people that you've taken to. We will miss him, Lord, but we thank you that we have memories, and those memories can't be taken away. We pray, Lord, your blessing, which maketh rich and that is no sorrow, will be the portion of his heart and the people he goes to. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
God
bless you.
And you know, we just want to say, receive that gift from us as a gift of love and appreciation. It's nothing in one sense to what we want to say and what we feel towards you. We just say we love you. And we're always here with you, and if you ever need us, we're here to stand and encourage and pray with you. Amen. Father, right now, we just thank you for Steve. We thank you, Lord, for all that he has done, for all, Lord, that he's going to do, Lord. Father, just strengthen his hands that he might, Lord, take up the weapons of warfare and pull down strongholds. And release captives, yes. Father, through the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said, Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Well, how privileged am I to be going as a pastor of a church in Worksop, not too far away. And no one could be more surprised than me. It's not far. I'm about 15 miles from home. Guess how far Harvest Fields is from home? 15 miles. Well, that's great. And they have been extremely welcoming, and I'm excited in the Lord, and in myself I'm scared. But I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Nothing is impossible with him. So I go to a new church, really excited for the work and the privilege of working for the Lord in a new place, in a different way, although it's not a different way, because it's a Bible-believing, worshipping church, which is the most important thing, that they actually stick to the Word of God. So thank you for your friendship. Thank you for your fellowship. Thank you for your prayers. Please don't stop praying for me, because I'm going to need them even more. Thank you. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Great, isn't it, when you can release people further on into ministry and see God moving in their lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are closing the meeting now. We're going to have some refreshments.